Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The first thing I want to get to is the leaving cert. This debate is rolling on. We thought it was sorted out. We thought July, that's the date. Students have something to head for. But of course, Fianna Fáil have said, no, we don't want it. We don't believe it should go ahead. And half of students probably believe it shouldn't go ahead. Student, parent, teacher and school management representatives met this morning in the Department of Education in the latest of serious meetings to discuss the plans for this year's leaving certificate exams. And I want to know whether you believe it should go ahead. Should the leaving cert go ahead? There's a kind of mixed reaction to this. And no matter what happens, I have a funny feeling we're going to end up with a load of people who are probably going to sue the state in the end anyway. Mick Barry, who's a Solidarity and Socialist Party TD for Cork North Central, joins me on the line. Mick, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Niall.
Mick, this is a mess. No matter what, you know, result, whether we cancel it, whether we grade it, whether we don't cancel it, no matter what happens, it's going to discommode people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a mess. At the moment, the government's position is that they're driving ahead and that they intend to hold the exams starting on July the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned in your introduction there that you wouldn't be surprised if half of Leaving Cert students were opposed to it going ahead.
Yep.
I have to say the feedback that I would have is that it would be a lot more than half.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if it was more than 80% of Leaving Cert students at the moment who are saying cancel and come up with an alternative. And they're saying that first and foremost on the issue of mental health. Now, it has been established in recent years that the Leaving Cert exam, which so much hangs on, is a stressful exam for many, many young people.
Of course, yeah.
We've seen polls which indicate high levels of anxiety, high levels of insomnia.
I'm sure you remember too, Mick, when you were a young fella.
Well, I have to go back into the midst of time there, Niall. Yeah, just about. But essentially, the point I'm making is that organising a leaving certificate exam in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, in a country which has, I think, the seventh highest death rate from the disease per million of population. The world,
mm-hmm.
Is a bad idea on a number of fronts, but in particular, from the point of view of the mental health of many, many of our young people, this is a really bad idea. The government should reverse engines this week.
It's all well and good as, you know, having a chat about it and saying this. And I know there's students out there who want it as well because maybe they've worked particularly hard after their junior cert, you know, to up their standards, and they felt they were going to do well, and they're going to be disappointed that it's not happening. There are students who are probably like me. If I was a student at this time, I wouldn't want it to go ahead because I would be so confused. I wouldn't have had the motivation. Some students have the motivation to work on their own, some don't, right? But the point is, if it doesn't happen, what's the alternative? You keep them going for another year or you grade them? We have no process for grading in this country. It's a logistical nightmare. And all I can see happening is that some kids are not going to be happy in September with the grades they're given because they said, I would have done better in the Leaving Cert than that. I'm going to sue the state. So where do we go? I mean, what can we do?
Sure. Well, look, I think it's clear that there isn't an alternative which is just very, very simple, right? But I think potentially there are real alternatives here, okay? One thing that I think could be done and should be done in order to make an alternative much easier, right, is the state could say 2020 is a special year. It's the year of the pandemic. It's a year when we weren't able to go ahead with Leaving Cert exams. So for that reason, we are putting a special investment into third level next year to significantly increase the number of course places that might be available. Now, we know already that the number of places that will be available is greater than the normal year because there will be far, far less overseas students coming
but
here.
But you would make you couldn't do that. You would have an astronomical amount of dropouts because you will have students who are unqualified for particular courses. Like, for example, if you want to get into, say, I don't know, some sort of sciences or something like that, you have to be good in maths or chemistry or physics or whatever it happens to be. And some students are just not they don't have the aptitude for that, where other students would, and they might have an aptitude for something else, but yet they might want to do it. It's all well and good wanting to do something, but if you're not good at it, you can't do it. And that's the way the Leaving Cert works. It's based on the fact that you're good at certain subjects, so you're good for certain careers in your life, and that's just the way it works. And if we suddenly said, like, okay, let's do, say, 120,000 course, or, you know, places in college instead of the, you know, the 70,000 or whatever way you want to do it, you know, to allow for everybody to go to college and for the course they want. Sure, that's an administrative nightmare. You couldn't do that.
Sure, okay. Well, let's have a look at it, all right? First up, I think there's going to be more places available in third level next year because there will be significantly less students coming from overseas.
Absolutely, okay? Yeah. I think they estimated that about 32%.
Sure, okay. Second of all, I think that if you had an increase in state investment in third level next year to increase the number of places, you should be in a position to provide a place in college for those who would want to take one up. Now, how would you allocate that then? I would make 2 points. The first point would be, I would trust the intelligence of young people. Mm. I would certainly trust the intelligence of the vast majority of young people, not to be going for ridiculous courses. I mean, someone who doesn't have a hope of making the grade in the first year in medicine is not going to put down medicine for the crack. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I know you're trusting people, and I agree with you. We should have some faith in our young people, right? But do you really want somebody who's not going to do, might only normally have got 350 points in his Leaving Cert, you know, going for a course to be a doctor? You know, I mean, what sort of problems could that cause in the future?
You wouldn't get past your first year exams, I think. But, and I think most people wouldn't set themselves up for failure. But you could organise some way to make sure that courses are allocated. So the CAO has your first preference, your second preference, your third preference, right? So you're offered one of your top preferences, not necessarily your top preference, on the basis of some kind of a fair and just system which could be designed and which could include an element of an aptitude certificate where a teacher would sign off and say, yes, you have an aptitude for the sciences and therefore you're not unsuitable for a science degree. Where there's a will, there's a way. But there has to be an alternative because the stress and anxiety levels, not of all young people, I'm not even sure about a majority, but certainly of a big, big number of young people are going through the roof at the moment. And
absolutely. That's one part we'll agree on. And yeah. But I mean, obviously, as you've clearly pointed out, and so have I, there are very few answers to this question. There's no right answer to this, really, right? I mean, no matter what you do, it's going to upset some people, right? So do you see a situation in a few years' time when not only there'll be a stigma attached to those innocent children at the moment, when I say children, young adults at the moment, that, you know, they're going for jobs, oh, you're the class of 2020. And somebody mentioned that to me the other day, that people, you know, might overlook them for employment because they're the class of 2020. And there's a stigma attached. But not only that, that there are going to be some legal cases and some litigation against the state in the future.
Well, I don't know about litigation, but I certainly hope that there isn't a stigma against the class of 2020. I think there might be reasons why there would not be. For example, I understand that a lot of employers in this day and age put less stock in the Leaving Cert than would have been the case 10 or 20 years ago, because increasingly it's seen as a rote learning exercise of memorizing things and being able to commit that to paper under pressure in an mm-hmm. exam hall.
Yep.
I think increasingly employers pay an increasing level of attention to people's extracurricular activities, interests, hobbies, things that they might put on their CD.
And I would agree with you. I do believe in the future that the Leaving Cert should be abolished because it is a memory test, and we should put in a proper grading system, you know, whereby we grade people over the previous 2 years.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe people will look at the class of 2020 and say, there's a group of young people who have a bit of resilience and a bit of metal. They came through a pandemic. They came through a situation where they had family members who were hospitalized, in some cases family members who died of the disease. They were away from school for a period of months without direct access to a school environment and teachers, and yet they went on to third level. So respect for those young people. I certainly have respect for those young people, and I think we have to listen to what they're saying. And what they're saying is not 50-50. What they're saying in overwhelming numbers, I think, is that it's cruel and unfair to put us through this hoop for the sake of tradition. Let's find a fair and just alternative. By the way, I'll just conclude by saying that I stood up in the Dáil on this issue 10 days ago. I had a few notes in front of me. I intended to say a few words. I got a bit riled up listening to the Minister for Education and his refusal to listen to young people.
Well, he hasn't given them very much clarity, I'll say that.
Yeah, I had a bit of a pop at him. And
oh, we lost you there, Mick. You had a bit of a pop at him anyway. All right, we'll try and get him back there. Now, to mitigate the risk of students suing the state, why don't we let students individually choose to opt in or out of sitting the Leaving Cert? Interesting idea. Again, I think that would be an administrative nightmare because how do you decide who does and who doesn't do it? Why don't they use this situation to scrap the Leaving Cert and grade on coursework for the last 2 or 3 years rather than cramming students studying into the last few weeks? Sorry, Mick, we lost you there for a second. Go on, you had a pop at the minister. What did you say to him?
I basically said that it's very hypocritical to talk about valuing the mental health of young people and then force them to do an exam, which the big majority of them do not want to do at this stage. The video went viral. It's had 91,000 views. I've been getting messages from Leaving Cert students all over the country. So to facilitate them, I'm organising an online event, an online rally to cancel the Leaving Cert. It's on at 6 o'clock today. If you go on my Facebook page, which is the Mick Barry TD Facebook page, you can click on the ad for the event and get your tickets, so to speak. And I think the idea isn't just to have to give out about the situation, but will be to begin to organise students to increase the pressure on the political establishment and on the politicians to have a just and fair solution, which will include the abolition of the Leaving Cert exams for this year.
Okay, so it's basically a virtual protest on your Facebook page. If people want to go to the McBarry TD Facebook page,
virtual public meeting, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, okay. All right, well done, Mick. All right, thanks very much indeed, Mick. Appreciate
thank you, Niall. Well. Thank
bye.
You.
Let me go to Ava. Is it Ava Kate?
Hi, yeah, Ava Kate.
Ava Kate, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I was going to say, are you looking forward to the Leaving Cert? Are you not looking forward to the Leaving Cert? Do you even know, or do you think it's going to happen? I mean, how do you feel at the moment?
Well, I think lots of Leaving Cert students around the country are just, their motivation and their morale has been crushed by the decision to have the Leaving Cert in August.
In July, 29th of July, yeah, August, so to speak, yeah.
But I think a lot of the students, they feel crushed because their pleas were ignored on Good Friday of this year. There's so much issues that this causes by delaying the Leaving Cert. As Mick Barry said himself, there's going to be a mental health crisis among students. Mm-hmm. Students applying for colleges abroad. I know people who've been told that if they don't have the results by August, they'll lose their places, which I don't believe is fair. I know someone who's taking care of, I think it's 3 younger siblings he's taking care of, and because both of his parents are frontline workers and they're expecting him to be able to study efficiently. I know people who don't have Wi-Fi access, don't have appropriate devices to be doing online classes.
Yeah, we didn't kind of plan this, so it wasn't set up properly for some people.
Yeah.
Okay, some people have appropriate Wi-Fi and have the devices,
exactly,
et cetera, and have the opportunity to learn online. I wouldn't have been good at it, I'll be honest with you, because I wouldn't have been very self-motivated when I was kind of 18 years of age or 17 years of age. I mean, you've set up a campaign called Hear Our Voices.
Yes, I have indeed. And the campaign is really, it's not just for the predicted grades, it's for every Leaving Cert student. Allow students to do their exams in August if they so wish, or they can have their predicted grades. So the system I propose is students would receive their predicted grades from their from teachers and their grades for overall the year. And if they're not, we'll say, if they don't believe that this grade is fair, they can go sit an exam, which considerably lowers the amount of students who have to be doing exams. So let's just say 10% of the Leaving Cert students end up going to do the exams. That drops the amount of students from 126,000 to 1,200, which is considerably safe. Not only is it safer, but it's fairer as well.
And I agree with you. And it's a good suggestion. I'm not going to lie to you.
Thank you.
Suggestion is a bad suggestion at the moment, because anything is better than having this confusion, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that we've never operated a graded system in this country before. And we're not set up for it. And obviously, you know, the Leaving Cert is a big deal because obviously it's for people, it's people's futures. It's the start of your future, your career, everything.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I understand the importance, you know, for you, because I understood the importance when I was doing it, which is a long time ago now, let me tell you. But I can understand the importance when I was doing it. But I just think the graded system, it could lead to a problem. In the future, if people get bad grades, you're saying they can go ahead and do the Leaving Cert. But what happens if they don't? They don't really have a choice. If your teacher grades you badly, let's say, right, or grades you not as good as you would like to see because for whatever course you want, right? And you say, well, what am I going to do? If I do the Leaving Cert, I don't believe I'm prepared for that either because I've been off school for the last 3 months and I haven't had proper revision, or I don't have good Wi-Fi, or I mind my siblings, or whatever it happens to be. So I think they're in a no-win situation because, do you understand, they might not get a good grade from the teacher and they might not do well in the Leaving Cert either. And all of that could be blamed on the fact that over the last 3 months they've had no decent revision.
Yes, I agree with that. But you've also got to take account, during World War II, students were still in school. This is unprecedented times. We are not, like, it's just, none of it is fair. But this is the fairest option we have. Like, it's a lot easier to study. Maybe we get our results back and you may only have to, you may only want to do one exam.
Okay.
It's a lot easier to study for only maths rather than studying, personally, I study 8 subjects. So it's a lot easier to study one subject for a long period of time rather than 8 subjects for a long period of time. Like, our days are consumed with studying. I know most students are currently, they've got their normal school days and then they're doing their study on top of it as well, and it's just a case where none of it is fair. We're not saying it's fair, but it's the fairest option to give the students what they believe is the fairest. If a student wants to go sit their exam, they should have the right to go sit their exam. But if a student wishes to have a predicted grade, they should be given
that option. Should be there for them as well. Okay,
exactly.
So if Joe McHugh insisted, the Minister for Education, if he insisted tomorrow, listen, no grade, sorry about that, you're all doing the exam and that's it, how would you feel about, well, okay, you'd be a little bit upset about it, but do you think you'd be all, do you think you'd manage to get through it? Do you think, would you do as well if you did it on the 29th of July? Would you do as well as you would have done if everything hadn't have happened, if all this hadn't have happened? Or do you think you would have done better?
I think the students around Ireland would have a considerable drop in grades if that were to go on tomorrow. A lot of students will not get their first choices if we have the exams in August, because you're enabling a mental health epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
You are stopping students from going to countries such as England and America and Holland to do their third level education. Like, if you look, England, America, Holland, France, these major countries have all cancelled their state exams. And we, Ireland, and I'm very proud to say this, we usually are the people who lead. We've always been
We've been quite progressive, yes,
exactly,
in the way we do things, yeah.
But we're kind of falling behind on this. Like, I have to say, the government, in my personal opinion, have done very well with this global pandemic. We've taken the measures we need to stay safe. But they're really dropping the ball on the Leaving Cert. What I was recently told by a fellow student was they're applying a one-size-fits-all approach to this.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the Band-Aid isn't big enough for this.
Okay,
so,
okay. You need a bigger plaster for this one, all right.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If people want to join your protest, so to speak, hear our voices, can they do that online?
Yes, so we have an Instagram. At Hear Our Voices 2020, and we're also on Twitter, Hear Our Voices 3. We have a website set up where all the stories of the students of 2020, they can send us our stories and we publish them up online.
Okay.
We have resources up there. We've got mental health resources
who put all this together? Yourself and who else? And a couple of other people, was it?
It was myself. I've been working on this now on the Good Friday of this year.
Okay.
I had people sending me, loads of friends sending me messages, them in tears, them not knowing what to do. And I just kind of thought, no.
And how are your friends, all your colleagues who are also doing Leaving Cert? Some of them are handling it probably better than others, but I'm sure some are handling it very badly, are they?
Oh, yeah. I have some people now, like, they have the friend I said who was taking care of his younger siblings. He's under enormous stress because what if one of his parents were to catch the virus at the moment.
Okay.
Like, personally, I have a younger sister and she's got a compromised immune system as well as respiratory issues. My grandmother lives with me, and my mother is an essential worker. So the stress that students are under at the moment, some of them, they're just not coping with it. And that's why I decided to set up the website so that people can access mental health. I know people with learning disabilities, they would have had resource classes in school. They can't access those classes at the moment. And so I've set up online resources to help with resource and revision at this time. I hope to do other stuff as well. I hope to get a few more resources there for students. Mm-hmm. I've been in contact with a couple of places trying to work out if we can. I was in contact with Carrigaline Wellness Centre, actually, and they've offered to help with counselling for Leaving Cert students at this time, which was very kind of them. And loads of people, everyone's just kind of banding together at this time.
Well, well done to you, by the way, for going to that much trouble to help other people, it seems. Your parents should be very proud of you. And you're a very resourceful young lady.
Thank you.
So well done to you. And I think you have a wonderful, bright future when you go to that much trouble at such a difficult time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me as well.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. And good luck, no matter what they do. Good luck in your Leaving Cert. And I hope it all works out for you. All right.
Thank you very much.
Let me go to Lisa as well. Lisa, you're the mother of a Leaving Cert student. How is it a son, daughter? What is it, Lisa?
I have a daughter.
And how is she handling the situation?
Well, I have to say she's handling exceptionally well. She's just a very methodical type of person. She kind of gets on with it and that's it. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
First and foremost, that young lady, what an incredible, proud parent she must have.
Oh, absolutely. What a resourceful young lady, I have to say. She's using the time to help others, which is great.
But, like, it just goes to show now the actual outrage out there at the moment in terms of, I have to second what the other gentleman said, Nick, there. The government are doing a fantastic job, absolutely second to none. But where they're really letting themselves down is the future generation, and this is the future generation.
Well, I think there's in fairness to people listening today, there's a few places where they're letting people down. Care homes, people's mental health generally. I mean, and this is a big issue, of course, the Leaving Cert as well. I mean, so what should they do, Lisa? I mean, there are students out there who want to go ahead and do it, and there are students who don't want to do it, who want to be graded. So what should they do?
Well, like, I was really inspired by what that young lady just said. I think that was a fantastic idea.
Okay.
Anyone that wants to take the predictive results, let them have the choice. This should be about choices, right? So, for example, you know, the stress that's coming on the students at the moment is the fact that, you know, the teachers are trying to be seen to be doing as much work as they possibly can, which equates, like, I look at my daughter there and day in, day out, first thing in the morning, all of a sudden, all these messages come through, do this, do that, read this, read that. And straight away, as soon as she wakes up, the stress level is put on her of, I have to do this, I have to do that. But there's no guidance from the teacher. It's wonderful what the teachers are trying to do. There's some teachers, absolutely wonderful teachers out there that are really supportive, doing Zoom calls, etc. There's one teacher that's nothing to do with my daughter's school who lives in the next village who's offering free grinds every Tuesday and Thursday in regards to her French.
And that's great, but the problem I see with the grading system, we don't have a grading system. We've never administrated one before. It would take a little while to set it up. I don't know if we could do it in time. Let me finish what I'm saying. I think Ava's idea is great if we could do it in time. But the problem is you're now burdening a responsibility onto the school teacher of, say, Mary, for example. She's 17 years of age. She's been in school for the last 5 years. You know, Mrs. O'Mara, who's our teacher for art, for example, now has to grade her. So she says, okay, give her a grade 1 to 5, right? And she's going, oh, she's a 3, but I really like her. I think I'd like her to do well. And should I give her a 4? Have I got a huge responsibility for her future by giving her the bad grade? You know, so there's a huge responsibility on teachers to ask them to do this.
And I get that, but let's just take this in context for a second. The Leaving Cert is a 2-year cycle. It's not a one exam hits all. That's the craziness of this. It's not going in and sitting in exams and going, what can you have it from your memory? This is a 2-year exam. So when it comes to predictive results, I understand Ireland is very behind in regards to this side of things. The way the Leaving Cert, as we've all said, is conducted is so prehistoric in nature, it needed to be addressed regardless of this. So it's bringing it to the forefront. But if you look at the Leaving Cert cycle, it's a 2-year cycle, right? So you've had exams the whole way through. You've had tests, you've had summer exams, you've had Christmas exams, mock exams. So when it comes to predictive results, I understand the teachers have certain favourites, which again, in my opinion, should be addressed anyway. It should be an education and that's it. But let's be honest, in
people
society,
are human.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, we're human beings, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you look at the Christmas exams and all that, and take an average of all the exams that they've done over the 2 years, you're going to quite easily see what students, you know, are working well. So say, for example, it's interesting when someone said about the mock exams being leaked, right?
Yeah.
That happens year in, year out. It always happens. But a teacher worth any sort of mindset would be able to see, okay, what's this student done over the previous, you know, year and a half or whatever it was, and then all of a sudden they go from a C grade to an A grade. Well, let's be clear, the chances they probably looked at that leaked grade. But they're going to be able to see and take an average over all the exams and to be able to give a grade on that basis. Now, you could turn around and say, do the students improve from the mocks up into the Leaving Cert? Absolutely, without question.
They can, yes, because if they see something... I mean, look, if I'm doing the mocks and I only get a C in my biology and I really want to, you know, go into medicine, I'm going to book up, am I, for the next 3 or 4 months. Yeah.
So on that basis, take the average of the 2 years and give them a 5% increase. The reason I say 5% is because let's just say a student was coming in at 77%. The chances are they would have reached naturally to the 80% mark within that time period of extra study. If you go 10%, that's ridiculous because it's getting someone potentially from a D to a C without the extra work being done. So that's where the 5% principle, I believe, comes in to reward the fair work for the work that they have been doing under extreme pressure. And it is extreme pressure. I don't know any workplace that would have these expectations. I'm still working full time at the moment, thankfully, working full time, mostly from home. And it's very stressful because you're feeling you have to prove your worth all the time, which is, I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong, I have a full-time job, there's an awful lot of people that's not in the same position. But the students are young people with extra stress on them at the moment. So to do a Leaving Cert, which is antiquated, we can all agree,
yep,
in August, is absolutely inhumane. So there should be a choice. There should be. They have their right.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you, and I think Ava's idea was great, and I also believe what you just said there in relation to the 5% sounds like a very credible idea. I just wonder, and I hope, and I'm sorry I'm a bit stuck for time here, Lisa, but I wonder and I hope if the Department of Education could actually get their act together to do it in the next month, because realistically, this grade would have to be done in the next month and a half, because you would then have to give students the option of doing the Leaving Cert if they weren't happy with the grade that they got.
Also, I think the bit that's really upsetting the children at the moment and the parents and everything else is Joe McHugh is belatedly coming out, like he did with the Junior Cert, and recognising the Junior Cert, which, let's be fair, doesn't mean anything at all.
No, it's kind of unimportant. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean that badly to Junior Cert students, but it is unimportant.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
But he comes out and he recognises on national TV the stress that's going on with the Junior Cert and not even recognises anything with the Leaving Cert. I think that is...
Well, look, I mean, we've all seen Joe McHugh's performance over the last couple of months. It's been, to be honest with you, there's been absolutely zero clarity for students out there. Listen, Lisa, thank you very much indeed. I think both of you, yourself and Ava, put across some very good ideas there. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let us know, do you agree with the Leaving Cert being cancelled? Grace, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Grace?
Hi. I think the last two contributors were very reasonable. I think you yourself, your input is very reasonable too. But I would contend that the issue itself, the leaving, should go ahead as the minister sees fit, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Over the years, when you get past refreshers in university, and because children or students are not up to the mark, they fail into the second year. And they fail into the third year. And if this is kind of a as-you-may kind of a thing, the universities at the end of the day have certain standards, and they can't let them standards down.
Well, that was the point I made to Mick Barry, you know, that I know we trust people and we trust young people, but we don't want people going for courses they're incapable of doing.
Yeah, but Niall, I remember correcting papers years ago, refresher papers out of the first year, and I remember 1 year I failed 51%. Those young students weren't able to put an essay together to get into the second year.
Yeah.
And then from second year into third year university, they're not able to cope. And if we're picking out now, I won't say the bad from the good, but the ones that will go forward with some contentment with the exam at the end of July will be kind of sussed out between them and the ones that won't make it one way or another. And I'd say the teachers know the ones that will make it one way or another. They've known from first year, second year and third year, and from the junior cert, who's going to make it and who's not. And you know, we have a lot of snowflakes in this country, and I mean that in a derogatory way, where some students are concerned in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They go abroad. First of all, they want rent relief or help with their rent on university campuses. They want to go on to second year. If they make it to third year, they want to go abroad. And when they come back from abroad or are abroad, they want a house. You know, I can't understand it.
I mean, look, there's a whole other topic in that, and I would completely agree with you, Grace. I do believe that we are, treating them with kid gloves, so to speak. But I do understand the issue that some students might have. I mean, when I was young, Grace, I remember coming up to the Leaving Cert, and I had to stay back in school to do revision and, do my studying, because I wasn't the type who could go home and do it, because I just wouldn't have bothered. So I needed somebody kicking me in the ass every now and again.
Exactly. And you know another thing? I did my inter at 13 and a half, and I did my leaving at 16.
So did I, actually.
I was out of university at 21 with a degree. At 20.
That was Quince's, actually. Degree. I did my leaving cert at 16. I was the youngest in the class doing it.
Yeah, and so did I. Yeah. And the thing is, nowadays, they kind of stay on purposely. Some of them stay on third level to fail. So have the easy life for another few years because their parents could afford it.
But what do you say, but Grace, what do you say to students who believe they're not really prepared for this exam on the 29th of July because they've missed out on 3 months of, I suppose, revision, which was primarily what you would be doing after the mocks would be a lot
of
revision?
Well, if I were a student, I'd test myself. I'd see if I should repeat it. I'd do it now, and if I had to repeat it next year, so I'm good. It's for your own good. As for the ones that would... don't want to make it. I have 2 grandchildren doing their leaving this year. And I've seen them every morning get up at the same time as they would at school, finish off in the evening, maybe an hour earlier, right through. And all this business of technology being denied them. At the end of the day, test yourself as a young adult.
Well, in our day, we didn't have technology, Grace, and we managed.
Exactly.
And there's a library down the road. But well, stay there just for a second, actually.
We've got humps in our backs and carrying school bags.
Yeah. Claire, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Claire?
Hi, Niall.
Grace does make a few very valid points. I'm kind of caught in the middle in this debate because I do feel sorry for some students not prepared. But I do understand what Grace is saying as well. You know, we can't be treating people with kid gloves either.
Well, I was just on to just make the point that it won't go ahead anyway.
Why do you think that?
Because this morning I was listening to Sky News. I was watching Sky News. I made the mistake of watching it, but anyway.
Okay.
They're very good.
Could have been worse. You could have been watching CNN.
But they had Matt Hancock on, the health minister.
Yes.
And he said he relies back on the 31st of December.
What do you mean?
The pandemic. He knew that it was actually here.
Oh, he said, no, what he said was he was referring to a case that they had got in France.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's that? Why is that relevant to the Leaving Cert?
Because they have the highest number of cases in Europe at the moment.
That's right.
In England.
Yep.
So it's a pandemic in England. It's like really bad in England.
Well, it's really bad, but you have to take into consideration the population and the age of the population in the UK.
I'd allow for that.
Yeah,
but I don't believe that there are many parents in this country who would allow their children to go into a hall with other children.
Why?
I disagree.
I would completely disagree with you.
I disagree too. I think there's enough of halls, enough conferences halls, concert halls, school halls, clinic halls, every kind of hall you could think of in this country being built in the last 20 years. And
that
there's enough space in them all for 60-odd
With respect, right? If it's a case that they have to kind of keep away from elderly people, which everybody should be doing anyway, I mean, there's very little or zero risk to 17. Yeah, but hang on. There's very little or zero risk to 17-year-olds.
Yes.
Well, that's true, yes.
But so why would there be a problem?
Is that the parents of the children would say, you're bringing it home.
I understand, but maybe we could come up with some other plan.
We can do the separation. Of course we can. Yeah. We have to work with all over Ireland, in every small village.
And you know what? I think by the time we get to July, I think testing is going to be very different. There's new test kits being available all the time now. They're coming out on the market. And I think we could easily do some sort of testing, as we suggested.
Every county has a library, Niall. Every county has a church hall. Every county has some kind of a conference hall. Or a call of assembly.
Well, that's perfectly fine. We're hoping for that. But what we're saying is the mental state of the students.
Oh, this is a mental thing. Honest to God, snowflakes are on the line. For the last 10 years, I've heard of nothing but mental stress. let's get over ourselves and be adult enough and strong enough to say there's very little mental stress in this country. We proclaim there is, but there isn't. It's
well,
a kind of a...
Totally. I agree with you totally there, but...
I think in fairness, Grace, there is a lot of... Well, hang on, both of you. There is a lot of mental stress, particularly at the moment, but people are quite frustrated being locked in their homes, etc.
I agree, so
I think there is quite a lot of mental stress going on at the moment. But yeah, but do you get the point that Grace is making?
The point I was making in the first place was that...
Which we're all going through that.
Yesterday, everybody celebrated the fact that people over 70 could go out and go walking.
Including me.
And I'm worried about young people that have been locked down for this amount of time.
Why did we celebrate that fact?
They're still studying and they're going to have to be made study until the end of July.
Okay,
it is not fair.
Okay, we celebrated the fact that over 70s were never stopped from going out, by the way. They were advised not to go out. Yeah, and the only difference is, there actually is no difference. From Friday, they still advised them not to go out. But they just decided that they're going out anyway. Because of public pressure and radio stations and older people coming on radio saying they want to go over.
We decided as adults now to kind of give a good example. That's what we did too, well, some of us.
Okay.
And can I say to the last few callers, not all students want not to do their leaving.
No, I know.
That's an assumption.
Well, I did a quick Twitter poll. Now, that would be difficult because Twitter age group is a little bit higher than the average student, but a lot of students would be on Twitter. And according to our Twitter poll, 76% said it should be cancelled, 24% said it should go ahead. Now, that's not scientific, by the way.
So who goes on Twitter? Who bothers? What about the silent majority?
Yeah, exactly. Who's on Twitter? My daughter's not on Twitter. She's too busy studying. I mean...
Are you telling me your daughter's not on social media, Claire?
Very little.
Oh, she is, isn't she? She's probably on Instagram.
She's on very
on Instagram.
Because she doesn't believe in, you know...
So if Joe McHugh turns around and says, I don't care what you think, it's going ahead in the 2019...
Somebody who is not a scientist.
Okay, but Claire... If Joe McHugh, of course he's not a scientist, but he's taking advice. So if Joe McHugh turns around and says, it's out on the 29th of July, whether he's like it or not, are you telling me you won't send your daughter?
Oh no, it's her choice, it's not mine.
All right, well then, and I think most students will just, if they're told they have to do it, will have to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
I understand what Ava was saying earlier on, and it wouldn't be a bad idea either.
But I think that if they had a little, exam for going into college on your strengths, it would be the best idea.
Okay.
This country, for decades since the foundation of the state, had criteria of primary, inter, and leaving, and indeed other exams to sustain the education that is needed for people to get on. And it shouldn't be failed now because of the disease. A disease is a separate thing from scholarship.
And I agree with you, and I would say to you one thing, that we've had people that have come here and stayed here with us guests, you know, and from Germany, from Russia, from France, from America, from Canada. And the reason that they were in Ireland was because they were visiting their young people who were in university in Ireland, and they valued the education in Ireland highly above any other education system in the world.
Okay, listen, on that note, ladies, I have to wrap it up. Grace, thank you very much indeed. Claire, thank you very much indeed. Loads and loads of texts coming in. Some people agreeing with Grace. Then some people said, "Nah, students are being mollycoddled. Just get over it and do the exam." Oh my.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.